Good day, I'm Anjui James Soyez with the JIS Midday News for Friday, August 19. Coming up, Economic Growth Council targets double-digit growth for major sectors. CARICOM Review Commission extends deadline for public submissions and new early stimulation program facility to be completed in time for new school year. The details after the break.
The government's tax relief will benefit more than 250,000 people who pay income tax. The tax threshold will be moved from $592,800 to $1 million on July 1, 2016, and to $1.5 million on April 1, 2017. The government of Jamaica, building a partnership for economic growth and prosperity.
Now the news. Chairman of the Economic Growth Council, EGC, Michael Lee Chin, is targeting double-digit growth in Jamaica's key sectors as part of the long-term plan to significantly improve Jamaica's economy. Mr. Lee Chin says a major requirement for generating renewed growth in the economy is to have increased productivity and expansion of the tourism, mining, agriculture, and remittances sectors. This will ensure that the EGC meets its target of 5% economic growth over the next 4 years.
Those are the big muscles that we have. So what we have to do is figure out how we're going to increase those big muscles by 20% minimum. And if we can do both, sequence them in terms of long-term, short-term, medium-term, that's how we're going to get the 5 and 4.
Mr. Lee Chin adds that increased focus must be placed on entrepreneurship and enabling MSMEs to grow, develop, and expand. He was speaking at the EGC's quarterly press briefing on Wednesday. Meanwhile, the Office of the Prime Minister, OPM, has reiterated that members of the newly appointed Economic Growth Council, EGC, are volunteers who have decided to give back to Jamaica by participating in the initiative. A press release issued by OPM on Thursday said members of the council have neither sought nor will be afforded a salary for the work they have done or will do. The release further stated that while the government may have to find ways to absorb some of the administrative expenses of the commission, the EGC's work is being done voluntarily. OPM says the government will, on occasion, absorb administrative costs related to the proper functioning of commissions. This approach is typical to commissions such as the Economic Policy Oversight Committee, EPOC, and the Electricity Sector Enterprise Team, ESET. Work on the new $83 million Early Stimulation Program, ESP, multipurpose facility is to be completed in time for the upcoming academic year. The facility, located on Hanover Street, downtown Kingston, is being built through funding from the Inter-American Development Bank, IDB's Integrated Social Protection and Labor Program.
This upgrade will include demolition of existing clinical administrative buildings, a multipurpose meeting room, 3 assessment rooms with bathrooms, a sensory room and speech therapy room, a physiotherapy room, storage room, green space and parking area.
Chief Technical Director in the Ministry of Labor and Social Security, Damien Cox. The ESP caters to children 0 to 6 years old with mild to severe physical and intellectual disabilities, as well as those with visual and hearing impairments. It serves over 1,500 children, with as many as 60 visiting the location for weekly assessments. And the CARICOM Review Commission has extended the deadline for members of the public to submit their recommendations about Jamaica's membership in the regional body. The date for submissions has been extended from August 31 to September 30. Chair of the Commission, Bruce Golding, reiterates that submissions from the public will add objectivity to the review process, as well as provide a more comprehensive view of the nation's position on the matter.
I think it is important for us to know what the ordinary Jamaican citizen feels about CARICOM, and what do they think, and how can that inform us in terms of the way forward.
The terms of reference of the committee include the evaluation of the effects that Jamaica's participation in CARICOM has had on the country's economic growth and development, as well as analysis of CARICOM's performance against the goals and objectives of the revised Treaty of Chagaramas. Submissions to the 18-member committee can be sent to CARICOM Review Pub at mfaft.gov.jm. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James Soyez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.